Oké, dankjewel iedereen die iets heeft bijgedragen. Fuck you als je niet hebt bijgedragen. Canonically, me and Maima are best friends already anyway. Did I say that? Can I rescind that? Alright, I guess I can. All illustrations are canon. No, I don't think so. I think the one where Maima is being a neat. I think that was literally an alternate universe, right? Oh, ik zie dat Jenny er is. Jenny was van de dwergen, toch? Dat was jij. Ja, was jij? Ik zie hier Jenny staan. Of ben ik niet aan het. Wat is misgender, maar dan voor ras? Is dat misracing? Is dat een woord? Ben ik mij ook aan het misracen? Even kijken. We hebben hier Jonge Vera, Metal. Is dat het Pink Floyd album? Het Pink Floyd album Metal? Mag ik een muziektribut maken? Weet je, je mag doen wat je wil. Alright. Oh yeah, by the way, this is mostly for English. I haven't been online basically for like 3 weeks. And I noticed I had like pings in English. And then I was trying to find them, but I think they were outdated, so I couldn't get to my pings. I think the pings were like it was too long ago. So, if you have any a question, if any of you had a question, I can answer it right now because I'm here right now. I'll probably be offline for like a week again. So, I think this was all English. So, search box mentions Nick. Oh, that is a ding. Mentions. Nope. Nee, als je in Engels pingt, er was een rood ding bij English. Jullie pingen mij toch niet in English? Toch raar? Alright, is there any prospect of Ongezellig continuing even if only brief as a comic? Have you read my comics? They're shit. They're terrible. I suck at comics. So no. Like, no, my comics are bad. You can admit it. It's fine. I won't be offended because I believe it. They're terrible. It's my Sweet 16 is the worst thing I've ever made, probably. Yeah, in my 20s. I hate my Sweet 16. It's so bad. It's horrible. I actually charge people money for that. Like, €5. And the printing was all wrong. Ugh. No, my comic sucks. I won't make comics again. I'm very bad at it. Would you share Maya's dead design? I might have it. Yeah, I think I'll find it. Just give me a moment. Yeah, it doesn't really matter at this point, so. Let's see. I do need to find it though. It's been a long time ago. You can see this, right? Because I'm doxing shit. Nah, stream is off. It sucks. My Sweet 16 sucks. I will die on that hill. Oh, I don't like this. No, I made it. Wait, I've got a better one than that. I made him. I made a better one, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's an unfinished illustration. It was a long time ago, damn it. When did I make this? Long time ago, I said you are my daughter. It's somewhere here, but I don't know. You have to give me a moment. I could burn every copy. I could charge. I could give people money to send back. I could burn mine. Nah, I'm not gonna burn. I'm not gonna burn my comic. That's just spiteful. You can't burn mine because I lost it. Well, you know you're an OG if you actually have a comic. No, it's so it was. It was printed on, it was not printed on, like, comic book. It was, like, printed on paper you use for, like, throwaway, like, advertisements. Bulletin. I'm not sure if I used the word correctly. Like, for very cheap advertising products. It's not made for, like, comics. And I also didn't consider, like, bleeds. Which is like to get the picture right in between the papers so it doesn't cut off, so things were cut off. Worst thing of all, I remember there was literally a spelling mistake in it. I mean, like, if it's digital, you can change it like nothing happens, but you can't print something on paper with a spelling error and charge €5 for it. That's like ripping people off. So you can, if you bought it, you can get your money back. I don't mind. So I was very clear, very careful to in the iceberg poster to make sure there's no spelling mistakes, and I don't think any have been discovered yet. I think there's zero mistakes on the iceberg poster. There are a lot of mistakes in the encyclopedia, but people mentioned that to me. But thankfully, the posters are selling very well. Also, there was it just adds personality. No, that's just coping. Spelling mistakes add personality. That's a cope. No, that's I'll use that next time I make a mistake at work. If I like accidentally don't, I have to censor a lot of stuff, like personal data for my job, so people don't actually get their names leaked. So I'm gonna use that excuse. Why did you leak their address? Well, it adds personality to it. Anyway, I was looking for something, but I can't find it. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Oh, is this it? Oh, I found it. Oh, it's pretty bad because it's not finished. All right, let me fix some things. So please don't screenshot this, because this is one of those things I might still publish later, if I'm not depressed. So maybe in 5 years or something. But just give me a moment. Yeah? Oh, okay.
I'm 100% sure.
So this is... okay, even kijken. Oh, sorry, ik ben helemaal dingen aan het missen. Is Darko weg? Ja, Darko is al weg. Nee. Nieuwe ongezelligistratie 2030. Ja, weet je, ik heb mijn hele 20e jaren ongezellig gewerkt. Ik word over hoeveel weken? Over 3 weken word ik 30. Ik ga gewoon mijn hele 30e jaren even pauze nemen. Als ik 40 word in 2034, dan ga ik de illustraties maken. Zou dat afspreken? Gewoon een pauze van een decennium. Oké, ik ga het laten zien. Oh, wacht, dit kan zo wel, toch? Ja, ik doe niks. Alright, so this is basically field illustration, so don't screencap it. There's a reason it's not online. Dit is zichtbaar, toch? Alright, so this is Maya's mom. This is her dad. And I think he's supposed to have, like... I think... Yeah, the color is messed up. He's supposed to look something like this. Something went wrong here. But he's something like this. Oop. So, oh yeah, people missed it, I guess. If people are new here. Maya is 1/4 Indonesian, and she is 1/4 Indian, 1/4 Chinese, 1/4 Dutch. So her dad is half Indian, half Surinamese Indian, by the way. That's a specific brand of Indian, or a specific brand of Surinamese, however you want. He's half Dutch, half Surinamese. So he has like the Dutch, he is a Dutch dad, so he's a Dutch surname. And mother is half Moluccan, so that's Indonesian if you don't know, and half Chinese Indonesian. So she's like, so basically the idea behind that is that she doesn't belong anywhere. So she, like, it's kind of like a tragedy. That's if a lot of mixed race kids have this. This is a real thing. People who are mixed race, they sometimes can't belong at either group, sadly. They are like alienated by both. So. And then Maya has like 4 different groups. So that's extra sad. Also, still Portugal, Suriname is not Lat-AM because they don't speak a Latin language. So yeah, basically the illustration is Maya being salty that her parents were a couple before she ever hugged anybody, I guess. That's the thing I'm going for. But I never finished it. So, yeah. Shall I just spoil everything? At this point, it doesn't matter anymore, right? All right. Give me any question, I'll answer it. Give me any question. Coco's parents, it was a red herring. I knew people were like going to think she was farm murdered because that's like, it was like bait. I was baiting them. But they actually died, I think an accident was my idea. So it was a huge, yeah. Because I knew people were going to guess, because it was made like very obvious. If you know, you know. And then like do the exact opposite. People said they were farm murdered, they weren't. Just died in an accident. Something very lame. I wasn't sure an accident, just something that doesn't. That's not like political at all. That was the idea. Amulet is like, it's like just like the obvious answer. Like in the one half there's a picture of a mom, other half is a picture of a dad. So. Do Maya's parents have names? Her mother, I think, is named Tui. Her father, I don't think I gave him a name. Because her mother's like half Chinese, so she had like, I made a name for her, like a full Chinese name. Actually, like an actual name a Chinese person could have. I think it's like Sui, but. Yeah. Why is Vera depressed? It's really obvious. I don't even have to answer that. It's explained in the illustrations. I don't need to answer that. Any more questions? S-O-A-E. S-O-A-E. No, that's... Your A is or... Wait, no. Who liked it? S-O-E-I in... I don't know what it means, but... Alright, I guess I can close this. Does my resentment of a sister start with her losing her cat? Yeah. Like, it was like, there was an idea I had, for like, so this is kind of obvious. So the idea is she gets new, she has a cat who she likes because she's a cat person. Then Coco comes in. Coco's allergic, so her cat has to go. So that was kind of obvious from the illustration. I barely need to explain that. So, but I had an idea for an episode. So my idea was the cat would go to her grandparents. So she still had like access to the cat, even though less. And then one of my plans was to let the cat... get cancer and die. So I mean that the cat had to be like euthanized. So then Maya really gets to even more resent Coco for like taking away her only friend, basically. That's actually kind of based on a true story, because basically, my cat was my only friend when I was like Maya's age, but at least I got to keep my cat. So, but then my cat had to be euthanized because he had cancer, and it like crushed me completely. I was like horribly depressed about it. But I didn't have like he didn't get taken away from me. So, but getting a cat euthanized is like that's the worst thing if you're a cat person. So I'm glad I still have a young kitty cat. She's 1 year old, but in 15 years, ooh boy. Does Coco feel guilty about the cat? Yeah, it's supposed to be like Coco can't do... It's not Coco's fault, really, that she's allergic. So Coco... And that's like also the reason why Coco... Well, part of the reason why Coco is so friendly. Because, of course, she feels guilty about it. So, she knows she's not welcome, basically. So she tries her best, but Maya, of course, is... Is there any context behind the female imaginary friend, like with the male? Yeah, there was supposed to be a second part. I had an idea for a comic, but then I realized my comic sucks, so I never made it. So Maya gets left at... Maya gets left at the dump in that second comic. And then, what happens then? I think she gets... Yeah, my idea was she gets... That other girl is, like, cycling along. And she, like, convinces Maya to get picked up. So then she's... Maya's on the back of the girl's bicycle. And I think my idea was the girl is like really extroverted and talkative, and Maya doesn't really like that. She's kind of annoyed by it. And then I think at the end she gets like dropped off at her, wherever she needed to go. And then there, that girl and that boy... Because the boy was going, he was going on with the bus. The boy, he's waiting there for her. And they are friends. And they're like, they're going, I think something like they were going to get Death Grips tickets. And on Maya's like, oh God. I think my reveal was going to be Maya was going to her grandparents, and then there she's like, she sees the cat. Who's at least then still not sick. So, yeah, but I'm so burned out. I'm not gonna make it. I've been. Oh, I need to share this. Wait, this is for the Dutch people. Because I've been spending my time doing nothing, and I was like watching quiz shows. And I said, this also makes sense to the internationals. But this guy was doing really well, and then he gets this question. He has like six opponents left, and then he does this. Just wait a moment. I hate boomers so much. Like, look at this. Maar ook al gewoon met... Gebruik je hoofd. Ik weet dat je een boomer bent. Ik weet dat je oud bent. Ik weet dat je misschien niet weet wat het betekent. Maar gewoon door... Dit is niet heel moeilijk Engels. Je weet wat not safe for work betekent. Je weet wat first world problem betekent. Dat is niet heel moeilijk. Ah. Hij was heel ver. Kijk, hij had al zijn escapes al gebruikt, dus die kon hij ook niet gebruiken. Nee, boeien. Ik had wat vragen. Have you fleshed out any of the other characters besides the main three via trait strength weaknesses? Some of them, I guess. Yeah, Kiki is a pirate. Now, some of them more than others, but there's some guy was DMing me about, he's really into Sleo. I never responded to him. He asked, what's Cleo's favorite music genre? Because he's a big Cleo fan, I guess. I guess I'll respond now while I'm here. I don't know, so I answered him. I just said, I don't know. Kept sharing AI out of Cleo with me, that's weird. Alright, Koen met de vraag. What are character dynamics in Coco's bands? Yeah, there was going to be a band episode. I think the idea was... Is Maya going to join the band or something? Because she really wants to, but she has no musical... don't know. But, so they're pretty talented. They're not a shitty band, because Coco is really good at drumming. I think Cleo is the front woman, I guess. People think she's a guy, but she's not. Her name is Cleo, so... Cleo's like the leader, and she's like... the idea was they have an Eurobeat folk band, which makes no sense. And they only do it because it's like unique and different. But it sounds, it's just weird. So they just want to stand out, I guess. And Cleo is like the singer and guitarist. She's like the boss of the band. Coco's just pretty chill. She just likes to be there. Eifke is always stoned. So he's like kind of quiet. I think my idea was, I think Maya was like interested in befriending Zoe, because Zoe is like the quiet introverted type. But they just have nothing, and except for that, they have nothing in common. So Maya like tries to be make a friend, but it doesn't work because. You can't just being shy. This is just not enough. You need more than that. But that episode's never coming soon. The most fleshed out episode is the one where Mei-Mei's sister tracks Mei-Mei down. And she has like this big, this very elaborate scheme. to infiltrate the school, and I think the idea was she was going to pretend to be a Korean boy. And then Mai, of course, would be into it because, like, K-pop and such. So my sister, dressed as a Korean boy, immediately, like, befriends Maya. She, like, tracks everything about them. She knows everything about the entire family. She's, like, a genius. So she knows exact Maya's weak spots, and she, like, befriends her real bad. And they actually befriend. Except, like, Maya thinks, like, she's got sent an angel. But Mai's sister is just there to kidnap Mai back to Japan, basically. So Mai actually gets a friend, but it's all fake. And they, like, stay over in the first night, and everybody. So I hope I'm not rambling too much, but Mai appears to be none the wiser. Coco is very skeptical because she doesn't believe. It doesn't make sense that somebody comes in and takes Mai in, like, one day. But Coco is very. She's like keeping an eye on this Korean boy. Then. So the first day of school, so the Korean boy, between quotation marks, is very like, can I stay over at your house? Can I eat with you? And Mai is like, yes. And Coco is very skeptical. So Maya's mother is, like, very excited because Mai finally made a friend for the first time ever. So Maya's mother is not skeptical at all. So then the Korean boy asks if he can stay over for the night. And, like, Coco is like, no, no fucking way. Well, no fucking way. And Maya's mother's like, well, at least one of you has got a boy over. And then Mai gets mad too. Because, like, Maya's mother is supposed to be, like, very, like, a pushy kind of mother. She's very proud of, like, accomplishments, so she's not proud of Mai at all. If Maya, like, gets a boyfriend, that's, like, she's, like, very proud of that. So she's like, yeah, he can stay over. Maybe Coco and Mai will try their best now. So Maya's mother is kind of a bitch. She only likes her kids if they're, like, good at stuff. That's kind of her personality. So. So Coco is very, because Coco and Mai are, like, on watch. I think that's where I kind of, I wrote myself into a corner. So I think there was, like, going to be a Nerf gun shootout. If, like, you know, the cowboy movies with, like, Clint Eastwood, that with Nerf guns. And then, like, my sister has, like, I think, like, a Nerf katana or something. That was my idea. And then they, like, stand off. I had no idea what to do. I think it was going to end with, like, in the end, at least, like, my sister gets found out because of a really stupid reason. What was the reason? All right, this is going to sound convoluted, but it's never going to happen, so I'm going to tell it anyways. So we're back in, like, at the school, and we're back at the school, and Maya's, like, making friends with my sister, who she thinks is a Korean boy. And then Maya's, like, off to the toilet or something, and then Mai shows up, and then the viewer is thinking, oh, does Mai know? Does Mai recognize her sister? And, like, Mai walks up to her, very, like, slowly. And then Mame is like, so you are Korean, are you? And then the viewer thinks, all right, Mame doesn't believe her. And then suddenly Mame hands out like a photograph of Kim Jong-un. And she's like, can you sign, please? I'm a big fan. And then Mame's sister's like, all right, whatever. Because the idea is Mame's sister did like everything. She even learned Korean so she wouldn't be found out. So she signed it in perfect Korean. And then later in the night, so Mame's sister is staying over at their house. And in the night, it's the idea that Mame's sister is going to basically kidnap Mame and take her back to Japan. So Mame's sister sneaks into her room. And then when she like pulls away the hoe heet een deken in het Engels? Godverdomme. The sheets, she pulls away the sheets. There's no one there. And then the camera cuts to behind Mame's sister, and there's like a nerf gun pointed at her head. I knew all along. And Mame, I guess, found her out. And then Mame's sister's like, how did you know? I did everything. Remember when I showed you a picture of Kim Jong-un? Well, clearly, Kim Jong-un is from North Korea. Well, you are clearly supposed to be a South Korean, so you shouldn't have signed it. And I, like, made my sister like, yeah, I know. I was just humoring you, you dumb bitch. How do you know that that does mean that I'm your sister? And Mame's like, well, I don't know. I just figured. So it's going to be very anticlimactic. Especially now, because I said it all. So I think it was going to end. So it was a very so obviously Mame does not get kidnapped to Japan. I don't know why. I think Coco is just going to like punch her out or something. Basically, Coco is just going to Zidane headbutt her and like don't talk to me or my adopted sister ever again. But then it ends like basically Maya finally got her like dream friend, like specifically sculptured for her to be the best friend, got taken away in like 12 hours. So it still ends like really sadly. So well, that was the idea, but yeah, not gonna happen. Also, I had to probably like hire an actual Japanese person to voice her, I guess, the Mame system. What else? Any other ideas I had? Or... Anne Frank, that was a very old idea. I kind of grew out of that. It was like Anne Frank the musical, and Mame was this is nothing. It's really nothing. Achtergrond personages. All right, the Cleo fan responded to me with okay. So it's a very lively conversation there. What's the deal with Mame's family? Well, not much. Mame ran away because she likes the Netherlands more than Japan, and she changed her identity to not be caught. So people think she changed her identity to appear more Dutch. Which I guess might be somewhat true, but it's mostly just because she knew her sister was looking for her. Because her sister's like a genius, basically. No, she just ran off. She hates Japan. She's a Dutchaboo. Basically, Mame's idea was a reverse weeaboo. That's her entire personality, basically. This just does not that. Mame's story is not that deep. It's not that deep. I don't know how. It probably wouldn't be very realistic. To like, if there's like a disappeared child, like 6 years old, with no family in the Netherlands. Probably they tried to contact her family or something, but I guess Mame was a genius and got rid of all the evidence. So. It doesn't make much sense, but she just ran off at age 6 or something. Maybe they were at vacation in the Netherlands and she liked it that much that she just stayed. She sent herself to the Netherlands via FedEx. Yeah, I guess. Like the Velvet Underground song, but nobody gets that reference, I think. Only Tsar would get it. He's not here. Does Maya actually have autism? No. ADD. Well, so Maya is partially based on me. And I have ADD, which I think is ADHD now, but back in my day, I was diagnosed with ADD. And I pretty much behave the same as Maya at that age. I don't have autism, so I think I might have had autism. I might have cured myself. I think I cured my own autism at like age 17, maybe. It's pretty cool. You just don't be autistic. It's not that hard. Just don't be autistic, and then you cure your autism. You can't cure You can't cure ADHD, but you can. It's pretty easy. Just stop it. Well, we are here now. Any more questions? Volgens mij is ADHD zeg maar de basis voor katten. Want Jultje heeft ADHD. Maar dat is gewoon... Dat is gewoon basic game kat. Die backstory of Eifke... Stone de Vries. Was het geloof van de ouders? Niks, want ik wil niks met... geloof doen in ongezellig. Gewoon een seculiere... seculiere show. Backstory of trein? Oh ja, yeah, over religie gesproken. Nou kijk, als we het realistisch gaan bekijken, Roadkit. Maya's grootvader van vaders kant is Brabant, dus waarschijnlijk katholiek. Overgrootmoeder is Hindoestaans en Surinaams, dus waarschijnlijk, ja, je zegt het al, Hindoestaans. En dan, Molukkers zijn meestal, volgens mij meestal christelijk, protestants. En Chinese Indonesiërs zijn meestal boeddhist. Dus nogmaals, al vier verschillende dingen die niet samen gaan. Is Kiki supposed to be like a terrorist? Yes. What about Coco? Why does she do it all from sports and caring for her sisters? That's her personality, I guess. Well, she doesn't have parents. Her sibling was unborn, so she's like has to be. She knows how valuable family is, I guess. Volgens mij heb ik die vraag al beantwoord over Coco's ouders, een beetje aan het begin van dit gesprek. Is Sue is a pushy mom. Her dad was supposed to be a little bit the opposite, kind of lethargic, kind of chill. Orphans are very caring for the siblings and friends, can confirm. All right. I do not know any orphans except for, I guess, my parents, if that counts. We are all going to be orphans one day. Unless we die before our parents. Which I might. The way things are going. Any more questions? Because if questions run out, I'm going to start Jackbox or something. People are typing. Separate from the show. If it's not too personal, sure.